Just one halakha. The question was asked in halakha, what is the beracha on wine that is diluted? Obviously, all wine is diluted with a certain measure of water. The question is, for Sefaradim, to what extent can the wine be diluted with water and still remain Berepri Agefen? And then after a certain point, it turns into a Shehakol. Well, actually, in the Gemara Shabbat, the Gemara discusses a dilution in the name of Rava, that it is three parts water, one part wine. And according to Rava, that would be considered wine. The Gemara then brings a different shita that says, by different wine that was called Yayin Shironi, the dilution was two parts water, one part wine. So we see from the Gemara, there was different opinions. The Maaseh, the Rishonim hold, and the Harim bring it down as well, that you can't really bring a proof from the Gemara because their wines were different. Their wines were very strong. And therefore, they might have allowed a little more dilution and still have Borei Pri HaGefen. But for some reasons, our wines are not as strong. And therefore, the Maaseh, the Poskim come out that for Sefaradim, you need to have Rov Yayin, which means you need to have a majority of wine against the water in order to make Borei Pri HaGefen. If there's a majority of water, even though it tastes like wine, still the beracha would go to Shakol Yavet Baro. Ashkenazim are lenient. They hold all you need is 15% wine, which means even if you diluted the wine 6-1 and you have a taste of wine, they would say Borei Pri HaGefen. But that's not the Shitah for Sefaradim. Now it has to be analyzed via the wine that we buy on the market to make sure that there is 50% wine. Hacham Avadiyah is very strict on this. When he investigates the kashrut for the wines, he also investigates the dilution, because it's possible that on a lot of wines we're making Borei Pri HaGefen when really it should be Shakol Yavet Baro. And for that matter, then we're using it for Kiddush, and really it doesn't, you're not Yotzeh for Kiddush if it's not wine. So therefore it should be investigated, but we're just giving the halakha. That's the way the Birkat Hashem also came out, Rabbi Moshe Levi. That's the way Badil HaHaim Tovim by Mazuz came out, and Bnei Berak, that the halakha, you need Rov wine in order to make Borei Pri HaGefen for the Sefaradim.